Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Another great week for It's the Real.
Yeah, it just sort of sneaks up on you, right? Like, it's just like, whoa, another great week.
I'll tell you this. Yeah. We are just 4 great weeks away from our headlining show at SOBs here in New York City. Kanye has graced that stage. Drake has graced that stage. 2 Chainz. John Legend. Nas. I mean, the list really does go on and on. And your boys, It's the Real, are going to be headlining that stage February 23rd. And we, this week, announced a very special guest that will be joining us. Jeff, tell the people who it is.
Eric Rosenthal.
That is true. And I hope that people are shocked when I hit that stage. But tell the people who else will be in the building for us February 23rd at SOB's, our headlining rap show. We are going to be telling stories. But who's one of the special guests, Jeff?
Dan Rosenthal.
Okay, yes. Our brother Dan will be in the building. That is a guarantee because he put it on Facebook, announced that he will be there. And he did that this week. That is true. But February 23rd, at our headlining show at SOBs that we're calling Your Girls Tour, where we're going to be playing new music. We're going to be playing classic It's the Real songs. We're going to be telling stories that you guys love on this podcast and bringing special guests. Jeff, who is the special guest that we announced this past week?
Oh, Just Blaze is going to be there.
Just Blaze! You guys, Just Blaze is going to be our DJ that night. And this is the first guest that we're announcing.
Yeah, sorry about the other two. I'm really bad at reading social cues.
and really bad at reading cue cards.
Yeah.
Just Blaze will be there. It's the Real will be there. And we have more guests to announce very soon. Don't be left out. Get your tickets right now. February 23rd is going to be the movie. And this is just the cost of a movie you're going to be getting your money's worth, please believe. And please, don't get left out in the cold.
I mean, if there is cold, you know, Donald Trump is now in charge, and this is a world that is going to heat up and burn in the similar way, like hell.
And, well, we are going to burn that stage down.
Of smoke, black skies.
Before the world ends, get some entertainment in your life. February 23rd, SOBs. It's going to be an amazing show. If you've missed us at Bonnaroo, if you've missed us at the Yolono Tour, if you've missed us at various comedy stages around New York and Los Angeles, this is the show to go to. It's the Real. Just Blaze.
If you can make it through the swarms of locusts and rivers of frogs.
More special guests to be announced very soon. Look out for that. But get tickets now before you can't. Don't get left out in the cold. Jeff, who do we have on the podcast today?
We have Cardi B.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Before we get into this amazing Cardi B episode, which is episode number 99.
Yeah.
We should mention what's happening next week.
Oh, we're doing our 100th episode. Our 100th episode ever of this podcast. Which,
congratulations, to us.
Yeah, it's a little pat on the back.
100 episodes. 3 digits.
Yeah. And
how are we celebrating?
We are... If you guys will send in questions, we will answer them. It's a little fan mail episode.
To you guys.
Yeah, a little gift to you guys that we don't have to get a guest.
No, but people, you know what? People, Foster Kamer is one of those people in particular who has said that he really enjoys these episodes. It's just us, not a guest, and we're answering the questions that you guys send in. So
yes, some people have already sent in questions.
Already?
Yeah, I got 3 questions on Instagram story.
Oh, okay. Have you saved them?
I did save them.
In your head?
Yeah, well... We'll see.
But anyway, yeah. you can send us questions all this week.
Yeah. All this week. You can send them to Twitter at It's the Real, Facebook at It's the Real, Instagram at It's the Real. You can also send them directly to me on email.
I'm
available at Jeff at It's the Real.
Oh, no.
If you send me mixtapes or SoundCloud links, I swear to God, I'm sending you a predatory contract and I will own your music. And I will do terrible things with it, like putting it under Donald Trump propaganda.
Oh, my God.
So do not send me music unless you want a very rabid fan base from South Dakota.
There you go.
And yeah.
Okay, next week, episode 100, it's a fan mail episode. We'll be answering your questions. Please send us, but you can send us multiple questions. We might answer all of them on this episode coming up. 100 episodes. We appreciate everybody who has been a part of this ride. And in particular, we really appreciate everybody who has left us comments on SoundCloud and rated us on iTunes and left nice reviews. So keep doing that.
Yeah.
It only helps us go along as we enter 100 and beyond. Jeff, we have Cardi B today in the building.
Yes.
Cardi B, people know from?
You might know her from Love & Hip Hop episodes. She is famous for, among other things, a gif that says, I am forever.
Mm-hmm.
You might know her from, she's going to be on Being Mary Jane.
On BET.
On BET. And you might know her if you've ever seen her in, you know, the strip clubs. I don't know.
And most excitingly, she has a legitimately fire mixtape out right now called?
Gangsta Bitch Music Volume 2.
Now, here's the question for that. Yeah. Because it is Volume 2, say I haven't listened to Volume 1, am I missing out?
You're definitely missing out, but I do think that you can still enjoy Volume 2. The storyline is not a linear one.
Okay,
and
good.
So you're able to sort of catch up in a way that, like, you know, Star Wars Rogue One, you don't have to know everything everything that's gone on beforehand,
okay.
But it does help.
Well, shout out to Cardi B. We went to her her mixtape listening the other night, and she did shout us out from the booth. She was like, shout out to my handsome Jewish friends.
Yes.
So shout out to Cardi B.
Unless she was talking about some other guys who are actually handsome.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Cardi B, a lot of fun, a lot of unexpected stories that she told. So I'm excited for people to hear this. It gives a different perspective of, you know, she's more than just a gif, right?
She is more than just a gif, and, you know, aren't we all?
Shout out to Cardi. Shout out to everyone saying Nah For Real For Real. The Nah For Real For Real army. Jeff, when do you want to get into this?
I feel like it's Nah For Real Coast Guard. I want to get into this right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Canal Street Handbags, a.k.a. What's Gucci?
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Getting Neck, a.k.a. Latrell Sprewell.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? This is your girl Cardi B, a.k.a. I suck your father dick. For a Gucci purse. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, this is a waste of time, but this is the real.
Cardi, what's happening?
I'm very goddamn surprised.
All your interviews start out like that, right? Every single one?
No, yeah.
Oh, this is our brother Dan, by the way.
Hi.
Congratulations on your new project.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
One thing that we were really excited about was that you shot photos with our friend Raven.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. And she's from the fucking Bronx.
And she's from the Bronx. Where did you live in the Bronx?
I used to live in Highbridge. I'm from Highbridge.
Oh, A Boogie's from there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, did you know him?
He went to school with my little sister.
Oh, nice.
I actually saw a picture on Facebook of the prom, and they were like in the same picture.
Really?
Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy that they're like, you know, coming up at the same time.
I guess so. They're the same age.
Yeah.
Your sister's popping, by the way, too.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do you remember, like, for your high school yearbook picture, like, did you, like, have to, like, do that pose, like,
I definitely
looking
did.
Behind the back or something like that?
No,
or?
I had to do the pose with the rose.
With the rose.
On your chest,
oh,
like,
how elegant.
It's ugly.
But could you imagine if you lived in, like, the selfie era? It's like, yeah, I don't really want to do this picture anymore. I'd rather do one that I take myself. Or get Raven to do it or something like that.
Do you think, nah, they wouldn't do that shit.
I wish they would.
I would. My high school pictures.
Do you have your high school picture, like, framed? Like,
hell fuck no, because even my mother was like, oh my god, your hair. She don't even frame herself, and I look real bad.
Well, what happened that day?
Wait, what was your hair looking like?
It was so chopped. Like, I used to dye my hair
yourself.
I used to cut my hair. You know, I had no $50 to pay no bitch to fucking dye my hair, so I used to do it my own goddamn self,
right?
And it's just like, oh my god, my hair used to fall off. It was real skimpy, real skinny, like, I look ugly as shit.
So looking like my hair, yeah.
But a lot of people think because of the way I talk, I ain't finished high school. My high school picture will prove that I fucking finished high school, bitch.
So you walked across the stage.
I sure did.
You shook the hand of whoever gave you the diploma.
Yes, and I actually was crying because I couldn't believe that I was graduating. I was always very smart, but I always used to skip school, mm-hmm. You know, to go to hooky parties, to be with my first boyfriend, you know, smoke weed, suck dick.
Well, okay. So when would you skip class and when do parties start during the day?
Oh, baby, in our church. In the Bronx, they used to do things. I don't know if they still do it now, the kids, the young ones. I don't know.
They definitely do it.
Yeah. Like, it's called E&T's Entertainments. Like, it's like a whole group of kids, and they make hooky parties. And, like, you know, like, you go to somebody's house and you play and you dance, you drink liquor, you smoke weed until the cops come. If you get locked up, too bad, but you could escape from the fire escape, you'll be lucky. It used to be so live, like.
How good are you at, like, climbing out of a fire escape and, like, because those things, they don't go all the way down to the ground.
I once had to jump, like, because, you know, they don't go all the way down to the ground. And my leg was so much in pain. Like, I was, like, walking, limping for, like, a week. And I told my mom, like, oh, I was playing baseball in gym today. Ridiculous.
Right, you're like, I'm a great student, I go to gym all the time.
Yeah.
She kind of didn't know I was such a great student. The thing is, I used to read a lot at home, but I used to skip school all the time.
Like reading books?
Yeah, I used to read all the time.
So school wasn't for you?
School was for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just was distracted. Like, I was distracted.
I mean, the parties were better.
Yeah, and I was a very popular girl, so I always wanted to be in the mix. Like, yeah. I wanted to be in the mix.
Right, yeah. What activities were you doing in high school?
Like, activities I used to be doing, I used to go to a lot of hooky parties.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I used to be with my boyfriend. I used to smoke weed. Mm-hmm. And then I was one of the girls that, like, you know, I was really pretty. So, like, a lot of, like, the seniors liked me. So, you know, I was, like, sucking dick in the staircase, sucking dick in the auditorium.
Right. So most likely to suck dick.
Yeah. Those were the extracurriculars you were doing.
Well, a lot of girls won't admit that, but that's what a lot of these high school bitches is doing, especially with, like, where I'm from. Like,
yeah. Name them.
Seriously, that's what these kids are doing.
Would you be open? I don't know if you had your high school reunion yet, but would you be open to going to yours?
Yes, I cannot wait.
Oh my God, that's good. I want to go.
I want you to come. Oh yeah, my
can
God,
we all go together?
Wait. I cannot wait. I graduated in 2010, so I cannot wait.
Yo, oh my God, you're so young.
Yeah.
You grew up in Highbridge.
Mm-hmm.
What goes on in Highbridge? What's an elementary school like life like up there? Are you playing like on playgrounds? Are you like, do you have best friends and you have sleepovers? Like, what's life like? Are you?
Oh no, there's no such thing. I think sleepover things is like shit that you see on TV, because that sleepover thing did not used to go down in my household. Like, my family is very Caribbean. People don't like to play with people, kids, or like to have that responsibility. And my mom is the type of mom like to be like, oh, in your friend's house, I don't know if there's men there, I don't want people touching my kids, all that shit. And
so no one came over your house either?
Like, for a couple of hours, but not like a sleepover. Nah.
Really?
Yeah, Caribbean people don't like to have responsibility over people, kids. Like, something could happen and it's just like, oh, you're fucked, go back to your country type of shit.
Oh, God.
You know, like, and, well, you know, I went to school in Washington Heights.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to do sixth grade in Highbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And in sixth grade.
Wait, so you were crossing, because that's across the entire city, right?
Well, I moved.
Because you were on the east side?
Yeah, because I moved to Highbridge when I was 7 years old.
Gotcha.
So my mom just kept, she just left me in the Washington Heights. You know.
Area?
Yeah, elementary school. Yeah, because my family's from Washington Heights.
Gotcha.
And when I first started going to school in Highbridge, like, that's when I learned, like, to say the word fuck you and you bitch, you hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And people always used to, like, constantly cut your ass. Like, a lot of people used to make fun of me because, like, you know, I used to be so different. I used to dress so different. And I used to be like, why are people so mean here? Like, I just don't get it. Why are they so mean?
Cut your ass, like.
Oh, in New York, yeah, like you know, cut like, your ass mean roasting.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Like,
they, yeah.
Everybody was roasting me. Like,
yeah,
and
they
I
weren't,
didn't
like, running
it.
At you with, like, shit.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
But I was thinking to myself, like, yo, I know that middle school is probably worse. And I just started getting my roasting game up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was becoming a beast. I never really let bitches in sixth grade. Like, I never, every single time, like, a girl tried me, I will fight her. I will get fucked up, but mm-hmm. I will still fight her. By the time I reached middle school,
who taught you how to fight?
Me keep getting beat up. No, I ain't had no older siblings. And it's just like, you know, like, you fight one, two times is bad. Mm-hmm. The third time, you gotta get a little better.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, well, how did you get into fights in class?
In class, in school, after school, everything. And when I was 13 years old, like in Highbridge, like on my block, I literally saw a guy get shot in his head. So it's just like,
what were your parents saying to you? Were they saying like, hey, like, you know, you can't be in the streets? Like, what
no, was their I was never really like, that's why I used to practically go to a lot of hooky parties, because my parents were so strict. You know how I wasn't practically not allowed to do anything. Like, oh, can I go to the movies? No. Can I go after 6 o'clock? I couldn't even be in front of my building. Like, no, you have to be home. Like, have to be home. And
is that because they were worried, or because that was just their values?
I think that's just their values and how they are. And it's just, I guess also because they worry too. Like, you know, now that I'm older, like, I don't even want my sister to be outside. And she a grown-ass fucking woman. Like, you know? So.
So, did you have a bike? Did you, like, ride around on, like, you know, weekends or after school or anything? Or it was, like, really, you were just at home?
I was just really at home.
Did you travel at all at that point? Did you guys go on like little vacations, or did you weekend things?
My mom, she used to take me to the Caribbean islands and stuff. Like, she used to do things like that. Mm-hmm. And everything.
To Trinidad,
to the Dominican Republic, or she will send me.
I mean, if you want to go to Dominican Republic, just go to Washington Heights.
That's right, yeah.
It's almost like, not really the same, but it's just like the Dominican community. Like, right. It's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Did you ever go to Rye Playland?
Huh?
Did you ever go to Rye Playland?
No.
Never. Do you know what Rye Playland is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And we never did stuff like that.
Oh. We didn't know it was like...
I mean, listen, if we can come to your high school reunion, you come with us to Rye Playland. Yeah. It's going to be a very lit, few
years. Ride the dragon coaster. It'll be great. It'll be awesome.
I like, you know, I never even been to like Six Flags, none of that shit.
Never.
What are you doing this afternoon? Let's all go.
A lot of press.
By the time you get into high school, you're like, you're hardened and just like your knuckles are just bleeding and you have sort of a record at that point.
I got a little harder. Like, I definitely got a little harder. I just got, like, I was more prepared for things. In high school, a lot of girls didn't used to like me because I was the
fuck them.
Yeah, because I used to be, like, the type of girl that go to school with heels. Mm-hmm. And my stomach was out all the time. And
you were popping.
Yeah, I was popping. I had belly piercings. I had lip piercings. I had a tongue piercing. My hair used to be colorful. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get your piercings?
Some of them I used to do myself.
You're a self-made woman.
So you just like put like a lighter to a safety pin or something?
No, I put ice and alcohol and then a safety pin.
So you can tell that I don't know what I'm talking about.
I guess not, because anything hot, I wouldn't do it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I ain't had like...
What did your parents say when they came home and all of a sudden you have like, you know, some sort of piercing that they didn't see that morning?
Well, my mom let me get my belly pierced when I was 14. Mm-hmm. And then when I was getting the other piercings, it used to be so... I used to go through it because I would spend, like, the whole afternoon trying to pierce my lip. And then when my mom came home from work, I would have to take it out. Then I would make pretend I'm going to sleep early so I could put it in and it won't close.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it got to the point that... A couple of times she caught me with one piercing and it's like, well, she ain't saying nothing. I'm going to do the other one. It was to the point that it was like, what? You fucking look crazy.
Were you getting like infected too, or were you doing a good job?
My piercing never got infected. Like, never got infected. I don't know. I'm just... There's certain piercings though that I know I couldn't do myself. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like one piercing that I could never do myself is my tongue piercing.
I mean, just like, you know, a physical thing, like.
I got my lips pierced. I did it myself. Mm-hmm. I pierced my eyebrow. I pierced my nose. I pierced my stomach.
But you didn't. Pierced your own stomach.
Yeah.
But you didn't take like the pliers out to grab your tongue.
No,
just, like,
no, that I couldn't. But my best friend did.
Your best friend?
Yeah. Well, my high school best friend. She pierced her own tongue. Gotcha. But me, I couldn't do it.
How did she do that?
It's like a party trick.
Yo, she just really... No, this is what she did, right?
Got really drunk.
No. No drunk.
Please, Eric.
Yeah, no, sorry, guys.
Yeah. I think you feel shit more when you're drunk. She actually got like this piercing called the bar. Like it goes... Like, you know, through your tongue or something. And, you know, the guy threw away the needle. And while he wasn't looking, she took the needle. She took it home and she pierced her tongue like this way going down.
Yo, your high school best friend has problems.
She recycled a needle.
Yeah. It was used on her.
So. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And then I used that same needle too.
You
like,
did.
I used it to pierce like the middle part of my lip.
Oh my God.
This part right
what
here.
What are your thoughts on hepatitis?
I don't have it, so I don't give a fuck.
Does your mom know about all this now? Like, have you had discussions with her about all that now?
Like, I pierced my own lip.
She
probably knew that I was piercing it myself because it's like, we ain't used to get enough money to go get piercings. Like,
right.
A piercing is $10, but as a high school student, I had to pay for my own lunch. Like, every single day, I used to spend, like, $5 on Chinese food. I had the fucking money to, like... spent on a piercing.
So you would leave school to go get lunch. They didn't have like Chinese food at your school.
And when I was in high school, well, because my sister went to the same high school, but they stopped. They let us go outside for lunch.
Right,
you know,
right.
We could have gotten.
And
anything.
That's when you dipped and went to the.
Actually, sometimes I used to dip, but sometimes I used to dip earlier. Like I know where to get out.
But you still graduated.
You climb out the fire escape.
Yeah. You The only shit that I almost did not graduate was actually gym,
mm-hmm.
and math.
Why didn't you? Were you not good at gym, or you just never went?
I just never really went. I always was unprepared, and I never went. It was just such an easy class to skip. Like it's
you're
like,
talking to two guys who are definitely not prepared for gym.
Like everything, and math was very hard for me. So. I'm really bad at math.
Those things almost cost you your degree, but you got through it.
Yeah, I got through it.
When you were getting to be a senior in high school, what did you want to do after school? Do you have a job at that point?
I worked in Pace. My mom works in Pace University. I worked in Pace University when I was a junior.
Mm-hmm.
And
doing what?
Cashier.
Oh, no math.
No math. Yeah, it's bad.
No, it was math, but it's just not like, oh, you got to multiply. It's bad. Yeah. It's fucking geometry. Like, none of that shit. And
that's all geometry.
And then, but I was failing my classes, but I wasn't failing my classes because of my job. I was failing because I was skipping school. I wanted to see my boyfriend.
Right.
And my mom was like, oh, because of this job, you're doing bad at school, so you cannot work there no more.
Wow.
It's just...
Did she tell your boss?
Huh?
Did she tell your boss? You're like, yeah, she's not going to come in anymore.
Yeah. She practically fired me home. when I was 15, though, my cousins, I used to stay in my aunt's house, and my cousins, they used to work in this Mexican bar.
Mm-hmm.
They would dance like cumbia or bachata like mm-hmm. for $3. And if a guy buys you a beer, you get $5 off it. And I used to go, and I used to make like $200-$300 a night.
Wow, $200-$300 a night.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck that cashier job. God.
Yeah. And
where? What? This was in. I know they have those bars in Queens.
Nah, this was somewhere like in Yonkers.
Okay.
Whoa.
And then
how'd you get to Yonkers?
Like, we used to go, like, in this, we call it the Mexican bus. Like, it's,
I mean,
like
it's
a
an
little,
appropriate
like
name.
A van,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Everything. Like, a whole lot of women go and everything. And then, like, my mom, she just told me that I can't sleep in my aunt's house anymore. And it just stopped. Like, I just stopped. And she always used to be like, how the fuck you getting all these sneakers and shit? But I used to be like, oh, you know, my boyfriend, he buying it for me. And all that shit.
Did she ever meet your boyfriend?
Yeah, she met my boyfriend.
Okay.
I mean, the boyfriend. Eric's talking about, like, the quote-unquote boyfriend.
Yeah. I dated a guy for a very long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know if, like, she was just like, I have a question for you.
Yeah. How do you have enough money to be paying for all these shoes?
She kind of figured what he... I used to be like, oh, he's in school. But, like, he used to be too fresh Mm-hmm. Like, you know, too fly to be in school. Yeah. After a while, like, I think she knew that he was selling weed.
Right.
Wait, did you enjoy going up to Yonkers and dancing with those guys? I mean, like, what is that experience like?
It was just like, no, I mean, you know, you have Spanish friends, right?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
So it was nothing inappropriate. It was just guys just dancing like this. When you go to a family event, you will dance with somebody's uncle, like, you know, a little cumbia or something.
Right. Yeah.
So to me, it wasn't really nothing. The only problem was like, oh, fuck, I got school in 1 hour. And I was just, oh, my God, I was out of it. But I was... Like I said, I used to read a lot in school, and certain things that I'm interested in.
You would be like really interested in, like, and you would like want to study that. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So, but what could you see yourself doing after you graduated?
I went to college, right? And I went to college for political science, Western civilization. I took French classes. Whoa. And I had to take a reading 101, because this is the thing, right? This is the thing. My first language is Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, my dad, he only speaks Spanish.
Right.
And he wants his kids to speak Spanish. And my mom, she only used to... She knows how to speak Spanish, but she only really speaks English. He wanted her to speak Spanish. So I grew up speaking Spanish and everything. So I started learning how to speak English, like, finally, when I was, like, 7 years old. And one thing that I really don't like about... I'm going to say, like, about school and everything. Like,
the Chinese food.
No. like in high school, right? They make you do regions. And in regions, what they really want you to do is proof your thesis statement. They want to see if you could fucking write an essay. I know how to write an essay. I know how to read a book. I know to find the thesis statement. I know how to, like, do everything. The thing is, there's certain things that I misspell. There's certain words that, like, I say differently. I pronounce it differently. And no teacher ever told me, like, yo, your speech, like, it's not so good. Like, you should take ESL class. Nobody.
Wait, so you didn't take ESL?
No.
So how did you learn English? I mean, like, obviously from your mom, but, like,
TV
there was never, like,
Like, you know, I was in bilingual class. But right. In bilingual class, they teach you how to speak English. Oh, now you're talking English. That's good enough. You're passed to the next grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't really try to teach you, like, the difference between then, there, commas here, commas there. Like, they don't really give a fuck about that shit.
They just want to get you in and out.
They just want to get you in and out.
Damn.
So that's, like, really tough.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, like, my mom speak broken English. Mm. And then, like, I live in the hood.
Right. So, well, I mean, your mom wasn't like taking the region, so, like, she was good.
Yeah,
right.
But it's, like, I speak that, like, broken, yeah, right. Almost like a Caribbean person.
Yeah.
You know, her English is, like, broken English, I guess. That's how you guys call it.
Do you ever, like, think first in Spanish?
Not really. I could read better in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you dream in Spanish?
No.
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 Like, English.
So you get to college. Where'd you go to college?
I went to BMCC.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you live up there or did you commute?
Well, I was living in Washington Heights,
mm-hmm,
with my boyfriend. You know, my mom kicked me out, so I had to live with my boyfriend. And I was going to school, but I had a job. I was working in Amish Market.
Oh, in Tribeca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was working in fucking Amish Market. And, like, my schedule and my job, it just wasn't clicking.
Right.
So I just stopped going to school because I needed to feed myself. I was hungry.
Yeah. So. And so then you're just working and you're living with your man.
Mm-hmm.
And you were kicked out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
When do you reconnect with your mom? And is it okay to, like, you know, start talking nice to each other and coming home for holidays?
We started talking back nice to each other like a month later, really. But I was so prideful that I was like, I want to come home, but I'm not going to tell her I'm going to come home. Like, I want to show her I could do it on my own, because she always told me, like, once you get kicked out, you never come back. And it's like, I'm going to show you that I'm never going to come back.
Damn.
And that was kind of stupid because I should have went back.
Yeah. And during this time, where's your sister at?
She's at home. She was, because I was already like 17, turning 18. I was practically an adult. Right. But my sister was still like 15. Like, right. My mom would never kick out us out.
Right.
Even though she would remind us every day, like, 3 more fucking years and you get the fuck out of here. She would say that, but she won't do it.
All right, so you're working at Amish Market. Mm-hmm. First of all, you're on the cashier again?
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you start stripping?
I got fired.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
I got fucking fired and shit. I kind of forgot what I did. Like, some bitch that worked there, like, she didn't really have enough money to, like, pay for the thing. I'm like, yeah, I'll take $2 off. And I think they caught me and shit. And it's like, oh, yeah, you got fired. And
whatever,
one of them,
you weren't good at math. Who cares?
And, like, one of the managers I was crying to, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. It's going to be so hard to get another job. And he was like, why don't you go? He was Turkish. He was like, why don't you go across the street? Look at the girls. You have a beautiful body. You make so easy money. I know the manager. I'm like, I'm scared. Do you got to have sex in there? Do you got to get naked or something? Like, I don't want it to. He was like, no, it's easy. All you got to do is dance. You will make like thousands of dollars in one day. He told me, like, you're wasting your time.
Yo, this
wait,
guy,
what was his job?
He was the manager.
Why was he working at Amish Market?
He's like a guidance counselor.
Like, and then he took me.
Like, he walked you over there?
Yeah, he walked me over. It was across the street. It's called New York Dolls and shit.
Yeah, right.
And I went and I did the day shift.
He dropped you off?
No, he was just there. He talked to the girl. It was a girl manager. He talked to her. I guess he was a customer there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I believe me, I got that.
And I started working there, and I literally made like $300. I worked for 4 hours.
Yeah, first day.
Yes. And it's
what were you? Were you working on the pole? Were you?
I was pole dancing and I was lap dancing.
Now, did you have to change your name at that point?
Yes.
Okay. And what were your options?
My name was real simple. Was Camilla.
Okay. It was Camilla. You were never gonna be like, maybe I'll do, you know,
what, like maple syrup?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? That's thing. One thing I learned is, like, you know, I was in a white club.
Right.
I started off in a white club. I danced in white clubs for 2 years.
Right.
And, like, those names like that is more like for the hood clubs. Mm-hmm. Like,
you want to know the craziest thing? Is that, so we both used to get our hair cut at a place like 5 or 6 blocks away from here called Dramatics, right? And all the people there, their thing was, they had these like pictures up there with their headshots, like they were actors, and they all had names that were not their own. So it was like, do you remember the show American Gladiators? It was like all these
like it was I don't know, but
Storm and Turbo and like, you know, you had all these, like, but these people who cut your hair
were called like Sonic and Traffic and
Ebony.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it was, my name was just real simple. Like, cause I used to hate when people used to be like, I would really hate if people be like, your name is Dunder. That's not your real name. I'm having conversations with fucking lawyers and motherfucking tourists and shit. Right. I don't want to be like, yeah, like, no, it's not my real name. And then I got to give you my real name. I used to be like, yes, my name is Camilla.
Yeah.
I used to lie. I used to be like, I'm from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, you had a whole backstory.
I even used to put a fake accent in everything.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Wait, what was your fake accent?
Like, yeah, my name is Camila.
Oh, that's so pretty, Camila.
Did you ever, what was the most awkward conversation that you had with a customer while you were stripping?
Like, a customer, he just keep talking to me about his wife and how he hated her. And it's just like, oh my God. Like, it's like, oh, I want to get married one day. And like, it's like, I
wait,
don't
wait,
want
wait.
My...
You do or Camila does?
Oh.
The person with my heart wants to get fucking married, you know? And it's like, this how you guys think about your fucking wives?
Did you ever befriend any of the customers? Did you find like any guys who returned who were just like nice, and you were like, you are not like all the awful guys who hate their wives and
It was just really lonely men, like real lonely, that they really saw me, I don't know, as their best friends or as a counselor or something. And it's just like, oh, you're so nice. Look how much money you're giving me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you ever dance for the Turkish manager from the Amish market?
No.
And did you ever dance for anybody that you knew before you started working there? Like anybody from Highbridge, anybody from your high school?
When I started dancing in the hood clubs, it was just like, fuck, I'm dancing on niggas that I used to go to school with. I'm dancing on niggas from the block and shit.
Is that weird?
At the time, like, you just not even thinking about it. It's like, fuck that shit. I'm about to shake this ass. Fuck that ass. But in the white strip club, I never did.
What was your go-to music?
I bet there was the wackest music at the white clubs.
No,
I used to love dancing to Tiesto.
Right.
The Benny Benassi. The thing is that,
were
like,
you on ecstasy?
No. I just you know, when you dance in those type of clubs and those type of music, it's so artistic, it's so beautiful. Like, I naturally flow.
Mm-hmm.
I naturally flow. And you know, once I started going to the hood clubs, it's just like I have to, like, literally shake my ass. Yeah. And like shake it to, like, I just fucking vibrator.
Yeah.
It wasn't as artistic and beautiful anymore.
I will say the only Benny Benassi song I know is the one that goes, "Touch me, and then just push me, and get my satisfaction." Yeah.
My favorite one is "Come Fly Away." It was just such a beautiful song to dance to.
And when did you tell your mom that you were working at strip clubs?
I bet I was dying to tell her because I was already 19, and I'm telling her, yeah, I'm about to get my fucking boobs done. It's like, nah, the fuck you gonna get your boobs done? Oh, I'm getting
my own. I'll do them myself.
He knew him. Oh, I'm about to get my own apartment. And I was telling her, like, oh, I'm babysitting some white people kids.
Yeah.
And they so rich. Every single time I babysit their kids, like, 5 times to 6 times a week. And every day they pay me $100, sometimes $200. But I just felt like, it was, the lie was just getting so big. Certain people from my father's side of the family, like, they already knew I was dancing. So there was just one day that I was arguing with her, and I'm like, oh, because you kicking me out and giving me such a fucking hard time, that's why I gotta be fucking stripping. She's like, yeah, you're stripping? And I'm like, yeah, bitch, I am fucking stripping. And then she just pushed me down the stairs, and I was like, ah!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Were you okay?
Yeah, because it wasn't like 30 flights of stairs. It was like literally like 5.
Right.
And she looked,
it was
like
a fire escape. Yeah.
It was just like small. So
she's like, the next thing you're gonna tell me is that those weren't your shoes. Like,
but after a while, it was just like, all right, she was kind of disappointed that I was stripping.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it was just like she was just happy at the fact, like, I have my own apartment.
Right.
Like, this is not a lot of money, but like,
what were your hours like?
It was well, in the white strip club, I had to be in there from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. like a fucking regular job.
Yeah.
And then in the hood clubs, it was like from 12 a.m. to 4 a.m.
That's not bad.
And when I got more popular,
yeah,
I started going in from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Like, thank God you never had
like a marquee and, like, you know, they put your name up and everything.
Thank God you never had to do like the afternoon shift, you know.
There was a time, like, when I was working in the white clubs, that it, like, shit was so bad that I'm like, damn, I gotta take afternoon and night shift. But I used to be like, yeah, I'm over it.
Damn.
It wasn't for me. Like,
how were the other strippers?
In the white clubs, they were never really catty. Like, the Russian girls, they were very, it was just very, like, segregated. Like, the Russian girls with the Russian girls, the Spanish girls with the Spanish girls. But I learned a lot, and they opened up, and it's like, at the end of the day, like, it's like, we're all different, but we all kind of the same. Like, we doing this shit because of the money, and everybody see us as, like, a lot of people see strippers as odds and just sluts or something. And it's just like, some of us got fucking husbands and shit. We just really just want this money. Like,
yeah.
And people, sometimes I feel like they so misunderstood. Like, people wouldn't, he was like, fuck yeah, I misunderstood a stripper. Yeah, like, we're very misunderstood. Like, mm-hmm. People just.
I have to ask, because you said it on Instagram maybe like 2 weeks ago. You said that you learned Russian songs in the strip clubs.
Yeah.
And you said that you knew all the words.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing one of them?
I could sing one with the song on it, because I just get so nervous and shit. But like, I learned
Do you speak in broken Russian?
I know a couple of words. Like, I know how to speak the whole, not speak the whole, I can't speak it.
Right.
But since I know a whole song, like, it's like if you know a whole Spanish song, you know the song.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what the lyrics are saying.
I know the Macarena.
Yeah, but it's like, I won't speak it with a Russian. I could tell him a couple of words.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, certain Russian women, they wanted to listen to their songs. And I used to be like, oh, my God, this song is fucking hot. Like, what is it? And they would just tell me, like...
You're so ready for Donald Trump's hot. America.
Huh?
You're so ready for Donald Trump's America if you know Russian songs.
What is this? His wife is not Russian.
No.
Oh,
no.
Well, that's scandal.
Russian
that
hacking.
P.
Yeah. Oh, and the P too. Yep.
Yeah. Isn't it ironic, though, that, like, Russians helped fucking supposedly Donald Trump to win the election, but, like, it's like Russia is, like, almost like our fucking enemy.
Right.
Yeah.
You say like, ironic, we I say fucked up. Whatever.
Yeah. Like, it's like we went through a whole Cold War with them. Like, they have as much nuclear as us. Yeah. And it's just like...
Listen, there's nothing good about anything that's happening right now.
No, it's pretty damn terrible.
It's kind of scary.
It's really, really bad.
But you know Russian songs, so you think you're
right. Yeah, you're going to be all right.
I'm not... You know, at the end of the day, like, I know some, but then people are very mean, very strict.
Yeah.
Very wealthy. Yes.
Yeah.
Not everybody in Russia is wealthy.
That's true. Poor. Actually, no. That's a big sort of...
Divide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like in this country.
That's right.
Yeah.
So at what point can you see everything sort of tipping towards, oh, I'm getting recognized, I'm getting like really good at this, and people from other clubs want to bring you to different parts of the country?
When like I was 21 and... You know, I just did a video just talking shit, and then it's like, oh shit, I got 15 new followers. That's crazy, because I've been fucking showing my ass in a thong for a whole entire 2 years, and nobody give a fuck about me. And I just keep doing the videos. I keep talking about things that I talk with my friends, and it just keep escalating. But I keep seeing mean comments, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. But it's like. Because of this, more men in the strip clubs were throwing me money. Like, yo, I know you, Cardi. You a fucking real bitch. Get this, man. Like, and then I was getting the same followers that these video vixens was getting. And now I'm getting booked for the same prize that they get, getting even more. And it was just like, well, I'm going to just keep doing it. And then I saw that it just blew up. And it was like, oh, my God. And to this day... The fame, the new fame is just, they were like, oh my God, I don't even know how to handle it.
Yeah. Where's the weirdest place you've been recognized?
Just fucking throughout the goddamn country. Like, it's still weird to me that you fucking recognize me. Like
nowhere, like, in particular, like, a weird sort of, like, you're just eating breakfast somewhere and someone's, like, in a random city and they're just like, oh. Cardi?
I don't even fucking know.
We're at the airport.
It'd be everywhere. Like, yeah. It'd be in the airport. It'd be everywhere. It's just like, oh, hi.
Do you feel like an obligation to be, like, nice to people?
Yes.
Yeah, you do?
Yes, it's very important to be nice to people. Because you don't know. It could be your biggest fan. It could be the person that reposted my mixtape.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I don't want to fucking take a picture. Like, no.
Right.
I think I got in so far because I have met a lot of people and I have made them feel comfortable. Some people, I probably was a bitch. If I was a bitch, that's probably because I had a bad day or you was very fucking rude.
Right. You hear that, everybody on Love & Hip Hop?
That's right. Yeah. Did you have any formal musical training? Were you in, like, choir? Were you in band? Did you, like, have an instrument in, like, elementary school? Was music a part of your life, like, when you were a kid?
Yes. I used to do the talent show every year. I think there's a video of me on YouTube.
At a talent show?
Yes. I was doing Lady Gaga song.
Really?
Which one?
I was singing it. Bad Romance. But I did I did the talent show 4 years, four times, you know.
Killed it.
Twice I did Madonna. I'm a big Madonna fan. Twice I did Lady Gaga.
I mean, so basically the same thing.
Right, yeah, yeah. Madonna.
Yeah. And I always used to, like, you know, like when a song come out, I change the words and everything. And I used to be real good and putting shit together.
Did you have people in your life who were like, you know what, you can be bigger than what you think you can be?
Yeah, that was throughout my whole life. Like my teachers, my teachers used to be like, oh my gosh, like I know you're going to be something one day. I just don't know where to put it, like what to put it. And it's just like, you know, everybody always told me that I was going to be famous, but I gave that shit up when I was 18. Like, it's like, fuck being famous. Like, I need a job. Yeah. Like, not even rich. Like, it's like, damn, you need a feed. You know, when you were young, you'd be like, oh, when I'm 18, I'm going to get my own apartment. Fuck no. Like, it's like, shit don't work like that.
Right. Like, and, I mean, you were basically like, you had to build up, you know. Yeah. you got a job, and then, you know, when that fell through, then you had to get another job. And was there anybody else? Well, what music were you listening to in like high school, actually?
I was listening to everything. I used to listen to a lot of reggae, a lot of dance hall, reggaeton, hip hop. I used to like the things that like Caribbean people say, like they I wish some people know Spanish, or I wish people understand patois and like understand the raw shit that these people are saying, because I don't hear it in hip-hop. Like, I don't hear it. Like,
you should be listening to other rap then.
there's some raw stuff out there. Like, you know, like me, I like to hear like slutty shit. I like to hear about like rap that talk about sex a lot, and you will hear that shit in, you know, dancehall music, and reggaeton and shit, blah, blah, blah. And people don't really talk about that shit anymore. Like, I feel like it's all about lean, it's all about cars, it's all about, I don't know, I don't even feel like people even talk about fighting anymore. Like, it's just I don't get it. Like,
so do you think that your music speaks to the girl who just wants to suck dick and
throw some hands?
Yeah.
It speaks more to the girls that want to throw some hands. I'm not going to do music as much about girls that want to suck dick and this and that, because it's like, I feel like that's what people is expecting from me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to just be, oh, I expected her to say that. Right. And then like Lil Kim used to do that a lot. Yeah. And I don't really want to bite her style off and everything. Like, I just want to go in my own lane.
Yeah.
When did television become a part of your life, and did you know that it had the potential to take you where you are today and beyond?
It was part of my life when they asked me to be on Love & Hip Hop, and I was kind of nervous because because Love & Hip Hop can make you and break you. I worked with strippers that was on Love & Hip Hop, and they went back to the strip club. So,
what did you think when they were on there?
I used to think, shit, they have a chance of blowing up, and they didn't.
Yeah, so, but did you think like it's weird because, like Love & Hip Hop, it's a weird show because you'll see these people in real life, and then you'll be like, well, there's some things that like are not real about this show.
Yeah.
So like, what would you think when you saw these girls on the show? Like, were you like, oh, well, that's edited, and my friend is acting different? Or were you like, my friend is acting real? Or these girls, rather. I don't want to say that they're your friends.
The thing is, probably the scenario was a little different, but the attitude, that was them. Like, that was definitely them. And it's just like, I don't know if they didn't know how to, I guess their personality wasn't nice enough. Some people think being cocky is attractive. That's not.
What is?
Just humble takes you a long way. People love Beyonce because she's fucking humble as shit. She don't even look like she cursed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People love Selena Gomez because she's just such an angel. And Taylor Swift, they just so angels. They don't even look like mean girls.
Oh, Taylor Swift is a mean girl.
I heard she's a, she's a mean girl, but it's just like people will not even think she's a mean girl because she's just like, oh my God, I'm a victim.
Until they listen to this podcast when we tell them Taylor Swift is a mean girl.
Very mean girl. Yeah. Do you ever feel like you have to be like nicer than you are or play more of a character than like you are? Because what has gotten you to this point is being legitimately you. Like, people were like, oh, you know what? You should do that just on Instagram. And you're like, okay, cool. And it's the same shit you were doing, right?
I think people know that if I'm being mean, it's because somebody made me get mean. Like, because I'm a nice person all day fucking long. I'm a good person. Like, yeah, baby, yeah. And to, like, get really pissed.
Yeah.
I get really pissed off, like, real bad. But people, I think people know why I'm pissed off.
Right.
Like, people could see why I'm pissed off.
Right.
So, and I just didn't, I knew TV could have benefited me or could have broken me. Like,
but the risk was worth it.
The risk was worth it.
Yeah.
It
and
was very worth it.
And you have been more than not properly portrayed on that program, right? Or a mix, maybe?
A mix, maybe, you know. It's a little mix. Like, it's a little bit of mix. Like, people will never fully know me, you know? Like, people know probably, like, 10-15% of me. They're
that
not gonna
low.
Know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that low. It's really, really that low.
So who really knows you? Your family knows you?
My family knows me. My friends know me.
Yep.
If you be with me, like, for a whole 5 months, then you will know me. And I know so many random shits. Like, a lot of people think that I'm very loud and I'm a ratchet person. I'm fucking half Dominican, goddammit. A lot of people think that I will be in a restaurant like, yeah, what's good? I want a motherfucking filet mignon. Like, it's like, I'm not going to, I don't act like that.
No, you're more Camilla than that.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm more Camilla than that. You know what I'm saying? I'm more Camilla.
So now you got this new project out, and this is a full project with, like, something like, how many tracks? 17 or 16 or something like that?
No, I think it's lower, like, they're like nine
tracks. Nine tracks. Okay, yeah. You got nine tracks
on
there.
Is it too late to add seven more so that Eric can be right?
Yes, a little bit too late. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what do you want to do with this project? Like, where do you want it to take you? Are you looking to, like, have it be, you know, in rotation on TV or getting you gigs on festivals or getting you your own TV show based around you and your music? Or what do you want to do with it?
When it comes to, like, TV, I don't really care much for TV because I have so much offers for TV right now. Mm-hmm. Like,
us every single one.
I have a lot of different, I'm not going to say it. I have a lot of different networks. I got a lot of different, you know, I could do reality. I could do this. I could do almost practically whatever the fuck I feel like doing right now.
Yeah.
That's how good the deals are.
Do you have any Russian TV offers?
No.
No?
In Donald Trump's America, it is only Russian TV.
But I just want to focus on my music because I want people to just take it more serious. Because I know I'm a funny person. And I know my attitude overshadows shit. So when I do music, I make sure that it's really hardcore, that it's really clear. A lot of people always complain about my motherfucking goddamn accent. All right. I make sure it's cleared. I spend a lot of money on studio time. I spend a lot of money and I spend a lot of time. I'm light skinned. So let's say if I break night doing a fucking song, like, I look washed up, like, I look like I smoke, like, mad cigarettes, and I really fucking don't. So I just want people to take it serious. My goal is, of course, to make a lot of money. I know I'm gonna make good money with this mixtape, but then again, not really, because it's free.
Yeah.
So I'm not really worried about the money. I really just want that little spot to be like, yo, Cardi B is a rapper. Like, yeah. Yo, she really, all right, that's Cardi, but she could rap her ass off. Like,
for real.
That's what I really want people, like, to.
Was this your first time? I mean, not this mixtape and not your last mixtape. Was that your first time, like, rapping? Or had you been rapping before that, like, in high school? Or,
like, I always used to, like, play around. Like, Yo, this is Cardi B. all that shit. And it wasn't to my manager. He was getting me booked, you know, while I was, because, you know, I was a lower channel.
Yeah.
Got my followers. And he used to notice that everything I used to, like, remix it, make some, say some funny shit. He was like, yo, you should really, like, try rapping. Like, if I give you a beat, you think you could fucking write to it? Do you know how to do that? I'm like, I think so. Like, I guess. And it took me a minute. He was like, yo, this shit sounds good. And it's like, get in the booth. And it's like, all right, I got in the booth and I'm rapping. And he was like, no.
He was like, it's a rap? Oh, wow. No, he was like,
that's a bad voice. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I need all my money makers, bring the cash out. No, that's not your voice. And then literally, I was like, this is why I don't fucking rap, because what the fuck are you talking about? A voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, put your voice deeper. And he's like, I need all my money. No.
Then he, that sounds like Tony Braxton.
And then he found something. It was like, this is your voice. And
you figured it out.
You figure it out. And then I felt like when I first started rapping, like people could hear, like when I breathe,
mm-hmm.
people could hear that it was, it just don't flow right.
Right.
And I just started flowing right. It's more than writing good.
Yeah, right.
It's more than writing. It's flowing.
Yeah.
It's finding your voice. It's all of that shit.
Do you think that people did not take your music seriously because you were on TV?
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people that be on TV, like, they be like, yeah, I'm working on my music. I'm working on my music to have a storyline. Like, my music was never about a storyline. Like, it's something that I always took serious. It's not because of the TV. Like, TV, they didn't even want it, like, to showcase my music. Like, matter of fact, I think that they was trying to make somebody play my music. Like, yeah, it's kind of whack. So
really, like that?
Yeah.
They want somebody to, like, front on you?
Yeah, they really kind of wanted somebody to front on me.
That's terrible.
It is terrible, and it's just, like, it's crazy, like, because that could have really fucked up my career completely. That's why I was just like, just don't present it.
Right. And
I'll do it myself.
Now the music can just stand on its own and people can judge it from there.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So I'll be busting my ass because I'm funny, but I don't want people to think my craft is funny. Like, right. It's not a joke.
Right.
My life is a joke.
We're more excited to see your high school reunion than your Love and Hip Hop reunion.
I am so excited. I hope my cheap ass school, like, have a high school reunion though. Yeah. I kinda highly doubt that they, but I really want to do a high school reunion because I was really popular in high school. Like,
no, but now you're even more popular.
Yeah, and it's just like, I just don't want people to treat me like different. Like, oh my gosh, it's Cardi. Like, it's like, bitch, treat me like that bitch you used to treat me in 10th grade. Like,
oh, her from The Staircase just sucking dick.
Yeah, right. Like, it's just like her. Like, treat me like her. Like, treat me like the one that used to be like, yo, you know this nigga? Oh my God, let me tell you what. I want them to treat me like that. Like, I don't want them to treat me like that.
Yo, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming through.
Yeah.
No, thank you. You guys are really funny.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of A Waste of Time, But It's The Real. Remember, episode 100 of this podcast is coming up next week, and we want all of your questions. So hit us on all social media at It's The Real. Jeff, if people want to find out more about this podcast, more about us, and more about our show on February 23rd, your girls' tour at SOVs, go get tickets right now. Where can they go?
You can always go to soundcloud.com/It's The Real. You can also go to soundcloud.com/A Waste of Time. We are on iTunes. Search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real. We are on Instagram at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, Twitter at It's The Real, Snapchat gets a little confusing. We are It's The Real and It's The Real Eric, because It's The Real was taken and we are going to find them and wrest it back from them.
That's our New Year's resolution. Jeff.
Yeah.
As we talked about, this podcast grows because people tell their friends who tell their friends who tell their friends.
Yeah.
And look, we're suckers if we're not telling our friends. So what friend would you like to tell about this very podcast right here?
I have two friends.
Okay.
First of all, I have a friend who I've actually never met.
Okay.
Who is Antoine Jebre. I'm butchering his name.
Oh, man. What kind of friend are you?
I'm a terrible friend. He is the writer who works now for Ultra Regular. He's a longtime fan of ours. And he interviewed our friend Phil Chang for Ultra Regular. and shouts to him. Great dude, always hitting me up. And I also want to shout out Terrell Naeem Austin from Jersey, who is a self-published author. He has a new book out, and just want to say congratulations to him on putting his book out. Good luck on the rest of the future. Anything that comes ahead, good luck on the rest of your life.
And please tell your friends about A Waste of Time with It's the Real. I would like to tell three people who left comments most recently on iTunes. Mama Shida, I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Mama Shida.
Shout out to Mama Shida for saying that It's the Real doesn't get enough credit. I love the humor and the focus on each guest as a person and their craft rather than discussing possible drama and obvious he said, she said. We appreciate that you appreciate that. Shout out to Lame, which, by the way, was not the review, but shout out to Lame. A Waste of Time is definitely my top five podcast. The come-up stories, the jokes, everything is on point. 12 Days of Podcast also got me through two long coast-to-coast flights. And shout out to DJ Black Tie Affair.
Ooh.
That's Black Tie like Tyrese.
Yeah.
DJ Black Tie Affair, who said, just stop here and hit subscribe. I totally agree. Now, here's something, Jeff. We've asked people to leave comments, to review, to rate us, to spread the word. I'd like to give the people a little homework assignment moving forward right now.
You make it sound so fun.
I hope that there's someone out there, because we can't do it ourselves. Number one, it's corny if you do this. And secondly, you have been banned from doing this. So if there's anyone out there who has access to Wikipedia, can someone put our bio up there? Can someone put an It's the Real, an official It's the Real Wikipedia entry up there? Because there's no record of us online. Like, it's like, oh
that's not true.
Oh, I want
no record of us on Wikipedia.
I want people
the
to
people's
go
encyclopedia.
To the official site of the internet, where the internet begins and ends. Wikipedia.org, is that right? Whatever. Wikipedia. Google Wikipedia.
Google Wikipedia.
Leave some sort of biography. Put up, tell stories about us. Like, tell, I want to learn about It's the Real. Go to Wikipedia and put an entry in there. I'd like to see that. Again, February 23rd, we're a month away.
Yeah.
We are headlining SOBs. You can get tickets right now. It's the same price as going to the movies. And this February 23rd, your girl's tour is about to be a motherfucking movie. Go get tickets right now. Jeff, we doing this again next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, episode 100.
At least once.
All right, we'll see you then.